I gave it a great deal of thought of what special blessing could I deliver to humanity in the world that would really help forward the master plan the greatest. And I thought something that would dovetail with a year of rebirth. If you think of any creature that's born, whether it's a plant, an animal, a child, often what always follows the birth, beginning of something's life, is rapid growth. So what would assist and augment that the most would be for me to have the dispensation, the divine dispensation this year, the energy that it's radiated from the Godhead unto and through the cosmos, through Earth, and through each and every individual, is that of acceleration. So 2009 is going to be the year of acceleration. And that is very exciting. If you think things have been moving fast now. So it's going to give tremendous wind and surge to any and all projects that are anchored and grounded in love. Projects that are sourced by or in alignment with God's will, they are going to find such rapid assistance and acceleration and growth like you could never ever even dream possible. That energy of acceleration, I'll just tack some areas where and how you'll see it. Also, wherever there is opposition to God's will, opposition to love, acting, desiring, driving in, against the forces of love, in opposition to love, that energy of acceleration will bring deconstruction, demise, and dissolution in unprecedented rates. So you'll see both in the planet, which in effect will make the polarity get infinitely wider, infinitely faster than it ever has before. Which, as I've described before, is the opposite of what is taught in the New Age movement, that it's all coming together, we're all one. The transcendence is actually happening by the polarity going wider, not reducing. And then if you look in the world, you'll see how that is absolutely so. And eventually, like a rubber band, it breaks. Because people have more and more spiritual awakenings and surrender, more and more people are fighting harder against God, against surrender, against what they know they need to be doing, and that polarity is getting wider and wider and wider. And so the energy of acceleration that will be radiated into the planet is going to intensify that. To call it exponentially would be a gross understatement. Exponent of exponentially is how much acceleration you'll see in that year. Now, where this energy is also going to land, and this is across the board in everyone, there's going to be an acceleration in each individual spiritual evolution. So what that means is, again, the acceleration in spiritual evolution is the same for everyone. How it plays out differs based on where one's consciousness is. So again, when you're in harmony with love and surrender and God's will, that evolution will be very, very graceful. But in many, if not most cases, it's going to be asking, and in some cases mandating, a certain level of surrender that some people are not willing or think they're not willing or prepared to undergo or undertake. And you'll see that there won't be an option. So where there is an opposition to surrender is going to happen anyway, tail wagging or feet dragging. And so this is a really, really profound thing as God's will now takes hold and takes dominion of this planet like never before. So the suggestion is surrender. surrender, Dorothy. Remember the monkeys wrote in the sky, or whoever did? It was the Wicked Witch on her broom. Surrender, Dorothy. But that surrender is going to happen anyway, with or without our agreement, belief in it, attunement to it, or partnership, harmony with it. So that's a wonderful thing. Now, that energy of acceleration will also play out. You'll see it in global climate change and earth changes, physical manifestations with Mother Earth, who, as the physical manifestation of the Godhead, the Divine Mother, she engages on our behalf, working with us and for us when we refuse. So she will be upping her ante as well. The Godhead, through the physical aspect of the earth itself, will up the ante. That acceleration will happen tremendously in the world. So you will see that in play out in many different ways, weather, you know, cataclysms, things like that. And again, not worldwide, but not universally, but only where it's needed. Because those things happen to coerce change, where change does not come willingly. So there is no tragedy, they're just all blessings. The cleansings happen where they need to happen. The dissolution and the crumbling of all institutions, and I've spoken about this for several years now, all institutions that were not grounded in truth, love, integrity, honor, that crumbling and dissolution is going to accelerate. And you are going to see it in the banking industry, real estate industry, possibly this year the insurance industry will kick in, wherever there's been greed and corruption as the driving force, and those industries all have been, there you'll see rapid upheaval and dissolution, where there is not voluntary change into more loving, kind, sharing, egalitarian, equanimity, and fairness. And where there are those energies, that energy of acceleration will help tremendously. So things like the green movement, the eco-sustainable green movement, is going to skyrocket in 2009. People who are going into those industries or are in them will have unprecedented success and have huge windfalls. And anything that's in alignment with that. Now, I have selected a crystal to work. I mean, I always come up with a crystal that's really, really great to help with these energies, but this year there was one that just screamed out. I'm certainly by no means an expert on crystals. They just call, you know. I go find out what they are. I have to go do my homework. I mean, sometimes I hear the properties, but then I go look them up. But anyway, this one just screamed out from the ethers to me. I didn't really know much about it. I knew a little bit. But it just so happens that this energy's strongest property is acceleration. And the gemstone is called moldavite, for any of you who know of it. It's only found one place on Earth, and it's in the Bohemian Plateau of Czechoslovakia, what was Czechoslovakia. And it was formed by a colossal meteoric impact, a one-time meteor impact that was, I think it was 42 trillion megaton impact, stronger than all the atomic bombs in the world combined. And the meteor struck the planet so hard and so fast that the meteor itself actually pierced and broke the crust of the planet and penetrated the molten fire core of the planet and actually reversed the planet's polarity. It hit the planet so hard. And it vaporized rock into the air, and liquid and magma, and it was, of course, then there was the rock of the meteor itself, and the force and the heat and all of that was so huge that it just all vaporized into the air and then cooled and came down as this green glass type product. And so when you think of the properties that were in the stone as it came to Earth, and then the power that was in it, the two combined, the speed, the velocity, the acceleration, and the sheer force of impact, those two energies combine and are embedded in the stone. So power, sheer, you know, colossal power with velocity and acceleration, and that's what the stone holds. The stone is actually so powerful that, you know, in reading a little bit about it, it's recommended that people experiment with it very lightly, because just holding it for a little while, you know, you could, and I had this experience today too. It's easily the most powerful stone I've ever touched in my life. And some people will find themselves getting headaches, nausea, dizzy, sweats, just touching it. So you want to work slowly with it. I mean, you can just take it and hold it and see how it is for you. And if your body, everybody's body is different, everyone's consciousness and evolution is different. So some people might find it fairly easy. Other people may have to work very slowly with it. I recommend the most powerful place that you could have it would be on the heart. I'm going to put a little gold wire cage on mine and put a string on it and just have it sit right in my heart chakra. It does open and activate the heart. It also works on the root and solar plexus. It activates all chakras, in fact, but it has particularly powerful energy with the heart. And it does a jillion other things. There's a quote, there were two gem specialists who wrote about it in this one book. There's a great book, by the way, that called The Book of Stones. In fact, you have my handout there. I'll do my best to read these authors' names. Robert Simmons, that's an easy one. And the other, the woman is Naisha, N-A-I-S-H-A, Asian, A-H-S-I-A-N. The book is by the two of them. And they write on these. It's a whole book of stones, of crystals, of gems. It's one of the best crystal books I've ever seen. So I'll be getting one for the library here so people can read from it. But I recommend if you want to look it up, it's a great book. Let's see if there are a few other things I could tell you about it. It does also, because of, if you take the energy of acceleration and apply it to your own spiritual evolution, that how that parlays or translates is massive transformation, rapid acceleration in your spiritual evolution, huge chakra activation, deep cleansing. It also has an energy of protection. It creates a huge force field of protection from negativity and darkness, which is great. And so some of the things that it will do, because it activates and opens and speeds up the chakras and particularly the heart, it says one of its greatest powers is that it activates the intelligence of the heart. So it gets your heart functioning in the capacity like a brain functions. Remember how you've always heard me say in my teachings that the heart and the brain were initially designed to be one organ or work as one, and in separation we have them working separate and in opposition. The brain, you know, the left analytical brain, and the heart being the seat of the soul and the God's guiding light. And this activates and accelerates the intelligence of the heart. So it gets people operating more from their heart. And it, when I say gets, I mean it can pull you there, you know, and create circumstances in your life so that your heart has to be running the show. So you can see the potential that this thing has for rapid spiritual growth when you're already there is phenomenal, and the potential for upheaval when someone's not operating from the heart is there and inherent. Now that's going to be happening on the planet anyway because of this dispensation that God has sent me to deliver, but this Moldavite is going to intensify it and accelerate anyway and bless it and protect it. So it has tremendous potential for spiritual awakening and growth. It also brings much more powerful visions, meditations, visitations from divine beings, spiritual and psychic phenomena and experiences in your life. So it's opening up your crown and opening up your higher faculties. Your paranormal abilities may awaken in people and will in many. So it's really, you know, one of the authors says, if you were stranded on a deserted island and could pick one gem or stone on the entire planet, Moldavite would be the stone to pick. So it's, you know, considered by one of these experts as the most powerful and important gemstone in the world. It also will, the energy of acceleration, and when I say acceleration, I have to put in parentheses the word behind it, divine, because this, you know, this is all divinely ordained and orchestrated. It will gently and forcibly, if needed, render from you anything that's in the way of your spiritual progress, because if it brings rapid spiritual evolution, anything that's in the way of it, the stone also renders from you. So jobs, partnerships, relationships, homes, location, anything that is not sourcing and forwarding your dharma, your spiritual growth and destiny, will be rendered from you. And again, that's what the whole year is about anyway, but this will make it much stronger and more accelerated and intense. it'll make your meditations phenomenal. It also stimulates the kundalini, opens your psychic channels, says propels you into your future with the force of a hurricane. So that's how one of the ladies described it. It brings to the surface that which you most need to recognize, honor, integrate, or clear. So be prepared to really look in that mirror. And once you've stirred up the mud, Moldavite will shine the brightest light into the depths so you can see the truth. Now, in some years I have on occasion mentioned a complementary stone or crystal that augments, supports, helps integrate the energies and work synergistically with it. And this year, more than any other year, these two came in tandem. It's also no coincidence that they're distant cousins, they're somewhat related. The stone that will help balance, integrate, anchor, source the energies that this Moldavite will bring is meteorite, but a particular type of meteorite, and that's the nickel iron meteorite, which is the most common one. And it has a lot of the same properties as Moldavite, but what it also has is it's got a really, really powerful male energy that's very, very forceful, empowering, and grounding. So when this Moldavite comes in, it has this really strong off-planet ethereal energy that just takes you like the tail of a comet and pulls you on your spiritual path. That's what Moldavite does. The meteorite helps anchor and ground you so that you can sustain it. And the meteorite gives you the energies of being able to create regimentation, schedules, discipline, endurance, perseverance, being able to be level-headed, emotionally balanced, so you don't fly off the handle or get dramatic. So it's calming, centering, grounding, focusing, empowering. It helps manifest and get tasks completed. It helps see things through to fruition. So it's a really good guiding light and driving force to help anchor and harness these energies. And the two work beautifully in tandem, synergistically. So, very, very exciting stuff. This is definitely the fasten your seatbelts here. If you thought 2008 was fast, and 07, man, oh man. But this energy is needed. This energy is definitely needed right now. It's what the human race is calling forth. It's what the evolution of the planet is calling forth. It's what God wants and needs, and we're here to serve that. I'm here to serve that, so. And you see, you know, when you look at animals too, look how much they grow in the first year of their life. So people have given birth to new realities, as you all shared. You have new visions, new dreams, new mission statements. You have had new beginnings. And now this energy comes rushing in from the divine to empower that and to take it where it needs to go. Very, very exciting.